Today, White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez became the first of President Bush's second-term cabinet nominees to face blistering questioning on Capitol Hill. Members of both parties on the Senate Judiciary Committee grilled the prospective attorney general about a series of administration memos, memos widely seen as opening the door to prisoner abuses. NPR's David Wellner is at the Capitol with more.
He's the son of poor Mexican immigrants, the only college graduate of eight siblings, and a Harvard-educated lawyer. He became a partner in a major law firm, state attorney general, and a state Supreme Court justice in Texas before moving to the White House to be the president's chief legal advisor. And now Alberto Gonzalez would seem a shoo-in to be U.S. attorney general. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn introduced him today to the judiciary panel.
Judge Gonzalez is truly an inspiration to everyone who still believes in the American dream. And so his nomination as the nation's 80th Attorney General, our first Hispanic Attorney General, should by all accounts have a perfectly happy ending. But that's not necessarily how Washington works.
Gonzalez came to the panel clearly prepared to rebut criticism that's been swirling since his nomination 2 months ago. He had this to say about his independence as Attorney General.
With the consent of the Senate, I will no longer represent only the White House. I will represent the United States of America and its people. I understand the differences between the two roles.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who's the new judiciary chairman, set the tough tone of the hearing. He asked whether Gonzalez condemned the interrogation techniques graphically shown in photos from the Abu Ghraib prison.
Let me say, Senator, that as a human being, I am sickened and outraged by those photos. But as someone who may be head of the department, I obviously don't want to provide any kind of legal opinion as to whether or not that conduct might be criminal.
Specter disagreed, saying he did not think offering an opinion would harm a prosecution. Delaware Democrat Joe Biden chided Gonzalez further.
You're in no way jeopardizing a future case. That's malarkey, pure malarkey. So we're looking for candor, old buddy. We're looking for you when we ask you a question to give us an answer that you haven't done yet. I love you, but you're not very candid so far.
But it was Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy who pointed the most accusatory finger at Gonzalez. Leahy underscored the role Gonzalez apparently had in redefining torture and excluding certain captives from Geneva Convention protections.
Judge Gonzalez was at the center of discussions on the applicability of the Geneva Conventions to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and the legality of detention and interrogation methods that have been seen as tantamount to torture.
Gonzalez insisted that his views have been distorted by the news media.
Contrary to reports, I consider the Geneva Conventions neither obsolete nor quaint.
But he said he still considers that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban don't deserve Geneva Convention protections. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham warned him that the safety of U.S. troops is what really hangs in the balance.
And to those who think that the Geneva Convention is a nicety, or that taking torture off the table is naive and a sign of weakness, my answer to them is the following: that Secretary Powell has been in combat, and I think you weaken yourself as a nation when you try to play cute and become more like your enemy instead of like who you want to be.
I would respectfully disagree with your statement that we're becoming more like our enemy. We are nothing like our enemy, Senator.
Which prompted Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin to ask Gonzalez this question.
Can U.S. personnel legally engage in torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment under any circumstances?
Absolutely not. I mean, our policy is we do not engage in torture.
Good. Glad that you stated that for the record.
There's no doubt that the Republican-run Senate will confirm Gonzalez, but for Democrats, the hearing was also a chance to get the views of a man they see as a likely Bush nominee for the Supreme Court. Such a prospect was clearly on the mind of New York Democrat Charles Schumer, who warned that the two jobs were quite different.
Let me make it clear, I am not a candidate for the Supreme Court.
Right. Just making sure that everyone knows in case that should happen.
The Senate's expected to vote on Gonzalez's nomination before the end of the month. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
You can hear Gonzalez's opening statement to the committee at our website, npr.org.